A Journey into the Unknown. Book 15, Secrets of the Unknown. Chapter 3. Awareness of self led to possibilities through experimentation. What happens if I do this? What kind of effect will it have? God always has an outcome in mind, and methodology for creations to eventually be self-sustaining. Prototypes were made, and then systems for reproduction were put in place, so that the creative force could always focus on creating something new. When God moved from being to awareness, from stillness to movement, laws were naturally put in place to define and govern creation. These laws were simply descriptions of the first creator. 1. Creation is benevolent. 2. Creation is eternal. 3. Creation is a reflection of its creator. What would be created needed a canister, and form was this canister. The goal of creation is for the created to become aware of itself, the same outcome that happened to the original creator. This is the one and only purpose of form. It is the only way for God to grow more of itself, to grow more of God. Here's an interesting question and an astonishing answer. What happened before being? Before time concepts and creation started? This is hard to state because even before is a time concept. But the answer is that being was an end point for a previous creative cycle of activity. So, before being was awareness and the creation that ensued. Creation leads to being, and being leads to creation. It is a complementary yin and yang. What was created during previous creation cycles led to and always leads to creations in later creation cycles. You may have a question at this point, and that question is probably, if God is always creating, then why is there a dormant cycle of being? The answer is that potential energy is needed for eventual creation. Time stops only to start again.